Good afternoon. You are listening to Verulam Sports. Regular listeners will know we love to follow the mighty Saracens, Mavericks, Vitality Super League contenders. Been a tricky couple of weeks. We are in the business end of the season. Feels like we've been building up to the crunch clash against Wasps at Milton Keynes for some time, and time has rocheted in. It's just a few short days away now to discuss a tricky period and build up to that big one. It's the mighty director of netball, head coach of the Saracens Mavericks, friend of the show, Kat Ratnapala. Welcome back to Verulam Sports.
Afternoon, Tony. Thanks for having me back on.
Hey, always a pleasure. As I was saying, that kind of prelude there, feels like we've been building up to the big one on Monday, the 15th, at Milton Keynes against Wasps for some time. It's just on the cusp. Can't wait to talk about that, Kat. But do have to take us back in time to last week, a trip to London Pulse, and a second consecutive defeat for the Mavs. Narrow as it was, anybody's game. Talk me through what you saw on that effort and what's been learned ahead of the Monday crunch clash.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Pulse, they've got Emma Agbaze as England captain in their squad, but they played as a team. They came out fighting from the start. We beat them by about 27 the first time that we played them, and they meant business. They came out fighting. They did a really good job of us coming on and delivering a performance. And they should be proud of that. And we had opportunities. We didn't capitalise on it. And disappointing that silly errors came up. We've learnt lessons. We had a big hard look at ourselves over the week and in training and also in the debrief. And, we're ready to right some wrongs and get back onto court.
I bet the girls are chomping at the bit. Is there a worry? Because we've been building up anyway just naturally, organically. But now with the Mavs in fifth, of course, that crucial end-of-season playoff position is fourth. As it stands, you're fifth, but just 3 points away. Is there a worry? Because I know you're all about process. Control the micro, the bigger picture will sort itself out. But with this type of a game, almost with the season on the line, that pressure moves away from the micro processes and almost becomes bigger than it should be.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's important that we do stick to process because the process is what's going to get us there. And that's why we're in that position in the first place. But in the same token, as you say, pressure does come on and you know, you do need to look at finishing and making sure that you are seeing out games, etc. So, you know, it does flip slightly, but for us, it's making sure that we do take care of our own possession. Nothing's really changed in from a game plan perspective or from a structure or process thing that we need to do. We need to go out and we need to fight until the very last whistle. And, the last couple of rounds have showed to us is that really between the top five and the bottom five, there isn't much difference between all of the squads. They're all performing. Storm beat Loughborough, who are in fourth at the moment, last week. So there were some shock defeats all through, to be honest. It's not just us. And it wasn't a shock defeat. You know, Pulse is still a good side. So for us, it is making sure that we go back to the drawing board, that we still focus on those small incremental gains, and it is those 1% margins. You know, that's all it we're talking about between the top and the bottom sides is the fact that those top sides do take those 1% margins and they turn it around and take it to goal, and that's what we need to do. It's been long, hard looking at ourselves. It's about regrouping. It's about ensuring that we're all doing our own job and that we're all delivering. Those pressures will always going to be there. It's always going to be there in any professional sport.
Yep.
But we need to go out and we need to deliver. So that's what we're looking for on Monday.
Just objectively, I guess, from a bigger picture thinking, amazing for your sport that it is so tight that, you know, the bottom teams are still fighting and can overcome some of the bigger players. And also from a sort of a bigger perspective, we alluded to it sort of last time out when he tackled Wasps. Historically, you see Wasps, Saracens on paper, you're thinking you're getting an epic rugby clash. Amazing. Yeah. For netball that there is this connection and your sport is going from strength to strength, truly it is.
Yeah, no, definitely, Tony, and it really is. It, the margins, as I say, I think for anyone, you look at football and you look at rugby and you look at any sport where it really is going, goal for goal, and you have 50% of possession within netball. So everybody has pretty much, give or take, the same amount of possession on centre passes. So you take your centre pass, it's then the opposition centre pass. So looking at that, 50-50% possession that you start with the ball, and you need to take care of what you do with it. So, it's a fantastic game to be a part of, and the fact that games are so close, it's keeping everyone, not just me and my grey hairs, but everyone on the edge of their seats, and keeping you in excited about what the result may be. So it is really exciting. Not so much for the coach, I think, but we would take one-sided wins over the tight ones. But, that's what gives you strength and gives you, the power to move on for other opposition as well.
Do you know what, Kat? I think deep down inside, if you're dead honest with yourself, you can't wait for this. You know what this is all about. And, I think it's going to be epic, and we're looking forward to it. It's great as well for a new home, a massive venue. Tell us all, how can we get there to cheer the Mavs on in what could well be a season-defining moment on Monday?
Absolutely. We've still got tickets available. We're set to have our biggest crowd yet at Milton Keynes. I think we're about 1,500 at the moment, but we can go up to, we've still got a few hundred tickets left. So people can visit our website, which is www.mavericksnetball.co.uk, or they can go to social media, Saracens Mavs, and find out further information there.
Absolutely. Do get involved. The Mavs always entertaining. The season's on a knife edge, but they will be battling every step of the way. The amazing Kat Ratnapala is overseeing things, and I know secretly loving the tension. Make sure you're involved cheering on the Mavs, because, it's a massive venue, it's a massive occasion, and it could well define their season as we are truly in the business end of the Vitality Netball Super League.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Kat, it's always a pleasure. And from me and all of Verum Sports, best of luck for Monday. Enjoy your weekend. I look forward to chatting to you next week.
Lovely. Thanks so much. Cheers, Tony.